Let's talk about a product that's small batch, handcrafted, one might even call it artisanal. No, not beer. I'm talking perfume. I know fragrance is not the easiest topic for radio, but regular contributor Alina Simone's going to give it a shot. She takes us to Brooklyn to look at the growing niche market for micro perfumeries.
At Twisted Lily, a fragrance boutique in Brooklyn, I learned that when you're talking about perfume, things quickly get personal. Like when co-owner Eric Weiser explains why I won't like one of his favorite perfumes.
It has one word, is the name, and it's Sturcus.
Sturcus, in case your Latin is rusty, means feces. I think it smells nice.
It's quite lovely, isn't it?
It is. It doesn't smell fecal at all. And that's just one of the words perfume fanatics reach for to describe something that smells really great.
Skunky, dirty, fecal, uriny, barnyardy. It's really, it can be a compliment to a perfumer.
Asking personal questions of a perfumer is actually what brings me to Twisted Lily today. They're unveiling a new scent by Hiram Green, a perfumer based in the Netherlands. Most of the perfumes sold here don't come from Chanel or Christian Dior. They are handmade by individual perfumers, most of whom are self-taught, which I found striking. I mean, if you want to study piano or cooking or painting, you're awash in options. But there are barely any perfumery programs. Scent remains the most enigmatic, least explored of senses. So I wondered, how does one go about joining this mysterious, self-initiating cult?
Well, it hasn't been easy or a quick quest.
Hiram Green spent 10 years experimenting with natural oils before finally launching his perfume line. Before becoming a perfumer, he ran his own perfume shop in London. People kept coming in asking for all-natural perfume, free of synthetics. But there just wasn't much out there.
Chanel No. 5 or a lot of the perfumes that you buy in department stores, although they may smell like flowers, they don't necessarily contain the essences of the natural flowers.
It really did become a quest. His perfumes took years of trial and error to develop, in part because there's no perfume textbook, no ideal scent, Hiram explains. Just you, chasing down your own unique olfactory dream. And that can get pretty abstract.
Night Surf is not meant to smell like anything that already exists in the world.
This is Aaliyah Raza. Last year, she and her partner, Ezra Wood, launched their new perfume company, Régime des Fleurs, in Los Angeles.
Think of like a orange blossom, but on steroids, like very, very extra special, bright, almost industrial cleaner, highlighter markers, orange Tic Tacs, like, but with a feeling of orange blossom as well.
I can't say Night Surf conjured the same hyper-specific references for me, but when I sample Floralia, a fragrance meant to evoke a white marble statue.
Oh my God, that totally smells like white marble.
That's what everybody says.
I can even smell the white. I don't even know how.
100%. Everybody says that's white marble.
Perfumers are actually painting with scent, I realize. And as with painters and punk rockers, being self-taught can be a mark of pride.
By its very nature, what we do is going to be experimental and different and weird and out of the box.
And making experimental, even radical, perfumes means critics won't always approve. A trained nose expects perfume to have certain characteristics and to unfold in a specific way. One critic described Régime des Fleurs' perfume Waterwood as an artless cavalcade.
We wanted to make the smell of a forest underwater, and so we did it.
Hiram, Aaliyah, and Ezra may have bootstrapped their education, but at least they can tap today's booming market for niche perfume. That wasn't the case when Andy Tower launched Tower Perfumes in Zurich, Switzerland 10 years ago. When he put a bottle of his first perfume up for sale at a local bookstore, his friends said,
"What are you doing? I mean, there's enough perfume out there and nobody knows you. And what do you think is going to happen? Do you think somebody is going to buy that?"
Today, Tower's perfumes are sold in 15 countries, and many consider him to be the godfather of niche perfume. So what's his advice to those starting out? Never ask for advice.
Because the very moment you ask somebody for help, you have already lost the game. You really have to try to be as independent as you can be as a creator. You will make a lot of mistakes, but you do not learn by doing everything right. You learn by the mistakes, by things falling apart in your bottle.
Got that, wannabe perfumers? Fail harder and be brave. For the world, this is Alina Simone from Brooklyn.